unfolding in the occupied Palestinian territory, the continued loss of civilian life and the humanitarian crisis and destruction of property is disturbing. Uganda joins calls for a permanent ceasefire, the safeguarding of civilians and the upholding of international humanitarian law, without which the situation will get worse. We condemn the targeting of civilians and non-combatants by the belligerents and call for the release of all captives. The humanitarian impact of civilian populations demands urgent attention. We call for greater access of humanitarian assistance to the affected people and further call for the international community to increase humanitarian assistance and support to Gaza. We are concerned that recent developments risk for resolution of the Palestinian question. We therefore urge the international community, regional actors, the parties most especially, to muster the courage and exert all efforts to pursue a just and comprehensive peace in the Middle East. This should be based on the relevant UN resolutions to achieve a two-state solution with Israel and Palestine living side by side in peace and security. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Thank you. I give the floor to Djibouti.
Merci, Monsieur le Vice-président. Djibouti s'aligne sur les déclarations faites au nom de ce groupe d'appartenance. Les bombardements contre les